Welcome to the BetQL Daily Boost. I'm Lucy Burge of BetQL, and I'm joined by Kate Constable and Amir Tyree, and we have a Monday Night Football odds boost for all of you today on Joe Mixon to have over 59.5 rushing yards and over 1.5 touchdowns, boosted to plus 350 at Caesars. What do we think of this boost?
Yeah, this is a fun one. I mean, Joe Mixon, I think he can get well over 59.5 rushing yards. I took him earlier in the week 90 plus. So I think he's going to have a huge game on the ground, which will likely translate to getting in the end zone at least once and hopefully twice. I mean, you look at what he's done this season on the ground, scored in 5 consecutive games, 6 of his 7 starts this season, and 8 total touchdowns on the year. Nico Collins being back this week too, I think that opens up the ground game a little bit more for Joe Mixon to have a strong game. And if the game script is how this spread thinks it's going to go, with the Texans minus 7 and being a big favorite, the Texans are likely going to be leaning on the ground game in the second half and just kind of let Mixon go to work. So plus 350, I like this one, Amir.
Yeah, definitely. And when I look at it, I look at the yards. Obviously, nothing's a given, but it seems like a gimme just given, I want to say three or four of his last 5 games, he's gone over 100 yards. So the yards are a gimme. He scored a touchdown in all those games as well. So I think the real thing you're banking on is for him to score multiple. So I think it's great odds for sure too.
Love that. Get in on this odds boost, plus 350 at Caesars, and take advantage of our offer from BetMGM. Bet $10, get up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if your first bet does not hit by entering code Lucy when you sign up for a new BetMGM account now, and head to odyssey.com/BetQL for everything you need to bet on this game and every game this NFL season, and hockey and college basketball and college football and NBA, everything that you could possibly need.
Got it all.
Everything. Odyssey.com/BetQL. So you're going to want to head there, especially before you bet on this game. And follow us on Twitter, of course, at Kate Constable, at It's a Miracle and at Lucille Burge. Favorite bets for tonight: I'm taking the Texans in Monday Night Football. Texans minus 7 against the Cowboys. The Texans are 2-1-1 against the spread against NFC teams this season. And they are also 9-1 against the spread in the first half this season, which is the best first half spread record in the league. And the Cowboys are 0-4 against the spread in their past 4 games, which is their longest losing streak against the spread since 2020. Plus, Nico Collins will be making his return for Houston, so I think the Texans can cover the spread here against the Cowboys tonight.
I like that, Lucy, because I am also going to back the Texans, but just in a little bit different capacity. I'm going to go first half minus 4. You look at the first half numbers for the Texans. They've been phenomenal in the first half. They have a 57-point differential in that first half compared to what drops off in the second half, minus 59-point differential. So they are our first half team. Everything stalls and slows down in the second half, which is why I don't want to take the full game. Just wondering if maybe the Cowboys get a backdoor cover or something like that. But Cooper Rush being under center for Dallas, he threw for 45 yards last week. It was not good. I don't see him having a big game today, especially early. The Cowboys are 0-4 against the spread in the first half at home. Texans are 4-0 against the spread in the first half on the road. So both kind of contrasting storylines there. Plus, I think Nico Collins being back for the Texans, that's just going to – I mean, they're coming off of a – pretty deflating loss last week against the Lions, but I think getting Collins back kind of boosts them, gives them a little momentum or a little bit, just a little bit of a exciting boost to get back on the field. Not that any professional team really needs that, but I like the first half here, minus 4.
Yeah, I definitely think we're all in agreement that the Texans can and should win handily, you know, whether we're going to attack it from the spread as a whole or first half. I definitely like both of those, but I'm a hoops head, so I'm going to keep things in basketball with mine. I like the Suns hosting the Orlando Magic today, plus 135 on the money line. We did just see them lose to the Timberwolves, but they won the first and second quarter of that game. It took a Julius Randle buzzer beater to win that game. And the Magic played pretty well lately, but they have been absolutely terrible, like kind of under the radar storyline. They've been terrible on the road. They're 1-6 on the road straight up this season. The only one they won was on the road against Miami to open the season, and that was with Paolo Banchero, who's been out for a while. So 1-6, they're playing a team where Devin Booker just scored 44 points. He's going to have to do a lot offensively, but altogether, they're still 9-5 on the season. So I like the Suns to get a jump.
Love that. Get in on all of our bets and the odds boost plus 350 at Caesars and subscribe to the BetQL Daily Boost wherever you get your podcasts.